I'd like to call to order this special meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Jess?
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present. Can you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, moving on to the agenda. Do I have a motion, people?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
A second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, girls.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Yes, public.
I just wanted to announce that the Garden Club with the Ambrose Recreation Park District will be hosting a workshop and plant sale on October 19th. We forgot to mention it last week.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to put it in there.
And what's the hours?
The hours are Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's only 2 hours. The first hour will be the workshop.
Oh, cool.
The second hour will be the plant sale.
Awesome.
So.
Is Neil going to be there?
We hope so, yes.
Okay.
He did mention he would come.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other member of the public like to make any comment at this time? All right. Closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. I guess we can take that part out. Jess? Yeah,
right.
Call her.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first item for business is consider selecting one nominee to serve as board member for Ambrose Recreation and Park District. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. You want to talk on this?
Yes, Madam Chair. As you saw the background, I was contacted by the election committee, Mr. Jacob from Contra Costa County Elections. And as of election code 10515, as of 5 o'clock on the 83rd day for their election, if there are fewer candidates and vacancies, it's necessary to request the board to take action to recommend the person to be appointed for the seat without a nominee. The recommendation has to be turned in no later than Friday, September 27th.
Okay, all right. Do I have any director that would like to speak about this at this time? Or do I have anyone that would like to make a motion?
I move we select Eva Garcia.
I want to make a comment before
we
start this election process.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess my question is that we have to make a recommendation no later than September 27th,
correct,
right? But are we also appointing that person today, obviously Eva? Are we required by the elections office to actually allow other people in the public to actually go through part of the nomination process? And I know we want Eva to stay on the board, but I just want to make sure that we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, making sure we're not breaking any sort of election rules or anything like that.
Correct. It's a direct nomination from the board. Mm-hmm. They can figure how they want to do that nomination any way they would like. But once it is decided that you make a nomination or pick a candidate to be in that seat, I contact them with their name and their address, and they take it to the county supervisor the week after, and then that does a full four-year full-term position.
So I guess to my question is that by selected a nomination tonight, we're effectively selecting a new person.
Correct.
And we're not going to get into any mess with like saying, hey, well, this position was open, but we didn't like include the community to try to apply. Again, I'm not trying to.
No, no, no. It's a straight nomination from
that,
the board.
Know, again, we're not getting into any sort of like murky waters of saying, like, well, there was a seat open, but then again, there was an obvious an opportunity for someone else to.
So yeah. Can I speak about this?
Mm-hmm.
People who wanted to come and advocate for themselves or advocate for somebody else could have come tonight. When I asked, I'm just saying, when I asked for
yeah.
comments from the public, we could have had any number of people come up and say, I would like to speak on behalf of this person. I think they'd make a great. We've had that happen in the past when Judy Dawson left. I think we had 3 or 4 people that we were kind of interviewing, if you want to call it that.
How
so that could
process?
Have happened. It was one night. They just came on
one
that night. It would have been this night.
But how did people know that there was a...
Because it was on the agenda.
Okay.
Like it was tonight.
Right. So there wasn't like this time frame of like saying we need to allow 30 days,
no.
15 days, or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
It was just on the agenda just like it is tonight.
Right.
And I think we had like 5 or 6 people that people spoke about wanting to have.
Right.
And then right here on the days, I think we were down to 3.
Right.
And then we all talked amongst ourselves, and then we
right.
agreed on 1. And it was just happened all that night, like
okay.
it will happen tonight.
Okay. Again, I'm just,
yeah.
this is new to me. Obviously,
yeah.
like there was
yeah.
been an appointment in the past, but I just want to be very cautious of making sure that we are, you know, not breaking any rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know Lori has done a great job with
yeah.
finding out that information, but again, you know, this, since
yeah.
this came in so last minute, and
right.
obviously, like, this is like a thing we have to turn around next week. I just, again, want to make sure that there is an
mm-hmm.
opportunity, or if this is the opportunity, that then we're recognizing it as the opportunity for people to
yeah.
be right.
I mean, all of this is Brown
yeah.
Compliant. You know, this
yeah.
was published, yeah,
yeah.
Brown Act
yeah.
compliant was published last Friday, which is even more than,
mm-hmm.
more than that. We only have to do 72 hours. We do it, we allow a lot more time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And
yeah.
for the record too, September 12th is when I got notification about this.
So it's been like barely less than
mm-hmm.
And just a comment, and that's how I got into the board as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was nominated. I was requested
appointed.
To apply, and
right.
I was appointed first.
Right.
And I came here with 9 other people because one board member has decided to step down. And I learned about it a week before, actually less than a week maybe.
Yeah.
And I was told to just come and present myself, and that's how I got nominated.
So tonight would have been the opportunity then, right?
Yes.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Again, just want to make
yep.
sure that this is publicly recorded, that
yes.
this is the opportunity for people to come and,
yes.
and Ella wins.
Yeah. No, that's good questions. Very good.
Thank
questions.
You.
Is there anybody else that would like to make any comments or have any questions for our general manager before we make a recommendation? Okay, do I have a recommendation or nomination?
I nominate Eva Garcia to serve as a board member for the Ambrose Recreation Park District.
Do I have a second?
I second, yeah.
Okay, thank you, directors. Just?
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
You
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. With pleasure. Next time I'm calling you. I was going to call you. I'll tell the GM that. Okay. Moving on to item 5B. Consider approving a supplemental amendment to purchase and sale of, to the purchase and sale agreement and joint escrow instructions for the sale of the Clearland property.
So,
hello.
Madam Chair, hello. First of all, that Exhibit A that some of you were missing,
yeah.
That is the same Exhibit A that was on the regular PSA.
Right.
It's the original one.
It's the original one. It's basically just the area that's being proposed here. I hope you received the supplemental purchase and sale agreement. It is like changed to be a supplemental now instead of just a PSA agreement. And the reason why is because the agreement actually expired in April
yes.
of 2024. So what we basically did, what the lawyer basically did in discussion with the Alliant is revived the terms. Of the other one with some supplemental changes. Not much was changed. You could see everything. There's nothing that changed the price. The only thing that did change in this last one was one privately owned parcel. They backed out of it. there's really not much of a change of that, because originally that person was not involved in the original one. We just added it at one of our meetings. We discussed that. Ms. Sandra Welk explained that to you, and we went ahead with it. There's no change in the purchase prices. The difference is that once it is signed, we have changed the date. They have 6 months to close escrow. If they do have to get a new CEQA, we put an additional 2 months in there, which would be 8 months. They're hoping to sign via doc tomorrow. We can sign it by the end of the week, and that'll give them 6 months to close escrow on this project.
Would you like to vote, sir?
I do have, if you have any questions that I cannot answer, I do have Sandra ready to answer any questions, or Curtis. But they said basically it's very, very similar to the last one, just some supplemental changes on dates and times.
Director Torres, do you have any questions?
No questions or comments.
Director Garcia?
No questions.
Director Lopez Garcia?
No questions.
Director Torres, what happened to the last deposit?
It's still in there.
It's still in there?
Uh-huh. We have 150 in there now.
Okay.
And then it'll be 250.
So it's just holding for us?
It's just in holding for us if they back out at this point, yes. That's
okay,
in there.
And they have 6 to 8 months?
Correct.
Okay. That's it.
What happened to the, thank you, Director Clemson. What happened to the, we've had, and maybe it was prior people that tried to buy it, we've had times where there was a $25,000 deposit, a $10,000 deposit. Was that other sellers, and did we actually get that money?
I would know, to be exact, because it totally depended what the contract said.
Right.
If the contract said they have a year to back out, then they
right.
did before that year, they did not get it. If it said that after a year they do, they back out from this deal,
okay.
then they'd have to pay it. But it totally would depend on what the contract said at the time it was written.
Do you know, Jess?
I think we did receive $25,000.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There was one time where it was like non-refundable.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yes.
That's
yes. Remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There was
all
a
right.
Hargrave.
Because, man, it's
yeah,
been a long time.
Yeah.
We've held it on property.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. All right. Sounds like we've got all of our questions answered. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the supplemental amendment to purchase and sale agreement and joint escrow instructions for the sale of Clearland property.
Do
I
have a second?
I'll second
that.
All right.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlixen?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right. Do I have
a
motion
to end this meeting?
You want to end this meeting?
Yes.
All
adjourn the meeting
yes.
to adjourn
yes.
the meeting.
Until October, that sounds
October.
Great to me. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Awesome.
Aye.